Air pollution meets the free market. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know a lot of people are concerned that the environment is going to suffer under the Trump administration, that the ice caps will melt, seas will rise, hurricanes will erase Florida, and wildfires will get everything else. But maybe the free market can handle this.
In Oakland, California, the Google cars that collect photographs of city streets have also been measuring pollution, block by city block.
I just knew those little Google cars had a hidden agenda. They spent a year driving 40,000 miles throughout Oakland, precisely plotting air pollution on a digital map. Melissa London is one of the scientists on the project.
These are sampling gases like ozone, NO, NO2, methane.
In fact, the idea goes back to 2012 when the sensing technology was used to check cities for methane gas leaking from aging pipelines. The breakthrough there was not just measuring the gas, but tracking the source. In the Oakland experiment, the result is a pollution map which makes otherwise invisible gases clearly visible.
You see the traffic, you see the streets, you can see the air pollution.
And even if you think the White House is unconcerned about climate change, don't be so sure. According to Steve Hamburg of the Environmental Defense Fund, once there's a real-time pollution map on every smartphone, it's going to affect real estate prices.
You don't right now know what you're buying. This will make it transparent.
You see, pollution that annoys the polar bears is one thing, but pollution that tanks property values, that's an emergency. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.